Chapter 30. If I ran, I would have been seen and pursued and likely torn apart. If I remained where I was hidden, I would be found and then torn apart, or shot, or tranquilized and given to Johnny Marconi. A poor set of choices, but I wasn't going to get any better ones by sitting on my ass. So I got my feet underneath me and started easing back into the woods, the confiscated semi-automatic still in my hand. "Hold it," Denton said. "Did you hear that?" "What?" Ben asked. I could hear a sudden, eager tension in her voice, and I struggled not to make any more noise as I hurried my pace back into the shelter of the deeper trees. "Quiet," Denton snarled, and I froze in place. Wind and rain were the only sounds for a few minutes in the chilly autumn night. "Over there," Denton said after a moment. "I think I heard it over that way." "Could be a raccoon, squirrel, or cat," Wilson suggested. "Don't be naive," came Marconi's voice, laced with scorn. "It's him." There was an immediate sound of a slide being worked on a handgun, a round being chambered into place. "Move forward," said Denton. "That way. Fan out and we'll take him. Watch yourself. We don't know what he can do. Don't take any chances." His voice came closer as he spoke, and I nearly bolted. There was a couple of assenting sounds and another couple of weapons being readied. Footsteps came toward me through the grass. After that, I did bolt, just stood up and ran, bent over as low as I could. There was a shout from behind me and the bark of a gun being fired. I pointed the semi-automatic above me, afraid to fire back at them for fear of hitting Terra or one of the Alphas by mistake, and pulled the trigger twice. The gunshots must have surprised them because Denton and the others scattered for cover behind the nearest trees. I ran deeper into the woods, marshaling my thoughts. I had gained a little time, but time to do what? Running would only put me up against a stone wall, and I doubted I'd be able to climb it with a bum foot and a wounded shoulder. And I could only play the rabbit in the woods for so long before I was found. Damn it, I thought. I'm no rabbit. It was about time the hunters became the hunted around here. I moved ahead, silent and intent now, and scanned around me, searching for the sort of place I would need. I found it almost at once, an inward curved hollow at the base of a large tree, and slid into it, nestling into the wood's embrace. I put my head down, hiding the paleness of my face and the gleam of the whites of my eyes, and listened. They came forward quietly, and without any lights flickering around the edges of my vision. Maybe Denton and his cronies were getting used to the darkness. They were moving forward in a ragged line, 20 or 30 paces apart, and somehow keeping mostly parallel. They were all still on 2 feet by the sound of the steps, thank my lucky stars. If they'd gone to wolf form, they might have had me. Of course, on 2 legs, they still had their hands free to hold guns of their own. There are pros and cons to everything, I suppose. I held my breath when footsteps approached me. They came within 10 feet, then 5. I felt the brush stir when someone walked past no more than a foot away, making the leaves brush up against me. They stopped right there, and I heard a little woofling sound, sniffling. I thought of the aroma of my brand new leather coat and clenched my jaws down slightly, tension thrumming through me and making my legs shake. About 10 billion years went by, and then whoever it was began walking again, forward and past me. I would have let out a sigh of relief if the most dangerous part of my plan wasn't still to come. I got up from my hiding place, stepped forward, and jammed the barrel of the semi-automatic against the back of the neck of the person before me. It was Denton. His back arched, and he sucked in a stunned breath. "Quiet," I whispered. "Don't move." Denton hissed, but froze in place. "Dresden, I should kill you now." "Try it," I said, and thumbed back the hammer of the gun. "But after the loud noise, remember to keep going down the tunnel and toward the light." Denton's shoulders shifted a fraction, and I said, "Don't move your arms at all. Reach for that belt, and I'll kill you before you're halfway to furry, Denton. Drop the gun." Denton moved his fingers enough to close the safety on his gun and let it fall. "Not bad, Dresden," he said, "but this isn't going to do you any good. Put the gun down, and we'll talk about this." "Smooth, polite, nice delivery," I said. "They teach you that at the FBI?" "Don't make this any harder on yourself than it has to be," Denton said, his voice toneless. You can't get out of this. They always say that, I said, and used my free arm, though it made my shoulder twitch, to take him by the collar and hold him steady. My arm's feeling a little weak, I said. Don't do anything to make me slip. I felt his body tense at my words. What are you doing, Dresden? You and me, we're going to turn around, I said, with a little shove of the gun against his neck to emphasize the point. And then we're going to order all of your people out of the trees and back into the light. They'll each call to you from there so that I know they're in front of me, and then we are going to go see them. What do you hope to accomplish here, Dresden? Denton said. I let go of his neck, pressed close, and reached around him to remove the wolf pelt belt from around his middle. I saw his jawline shift as I took the belt away, but he remained still and quiet, his hands in the air. I was just going to ask you the same thing, Denton, I said. Now, call your buddies out of the trees. Denton might have been a cool customer, maybe a treacherous sneak, maybe a murderer, but one thing he wasn't was a fool. He called out to the other three agents and told them to get out of the trees. Dent, Wilson called. Are you okay? Just do it, Denton answered. It will all be clear in a minute. They did it. I heard them move out of the woods and call to him from the cut level grass of Marconi's estate. Now, I said, walk. Don't trip, because I swear to God I'd rather blow your head off over a misunderstanding than get suckered by a trick and killed. Maybe you should put the safety on, Denton said, because if you kill me, you'll never get out of here alive. I hate it when the bad guys have a point, but I chose to err on the side of Denton getting blown apart and left the safety where it was. I slung the wolf belt over my shoulder, took Denton's collar again, and said, walk. He did. We walked out of the deep darkness of the woods and into the light. I kept at the edge of the darkness and put a tree's trunk to my back, keeping Denton between me and the bad guys. They were spread out, the three of them in a little half circle about 30 feet away, and they all had guns. You know, it would have been one hell of a marksman who could get at me with Denton's broad, solid form in front of me and the shadows veiling me, but I didn't take chances. I crouched down behind him some, leaving nothing but the corner of my head and one eye showing. At least that way, I thought, if they shot me, I'd never feel it. Hi, guys, I said, a bit lamely. I got your boss. Put the guns down, take your belts off, and walk away from them nice and slow, or I'll kill him. A part of me, probably the smarter part, groaned at my course of action and started cataloging the number of federal and state crime codes I was breaking into tiny pieces by taking a member of the Federal Bureau of Investigations hostage and threatening to kill him and attempting to take hostage three more. I stopped counting broken laws at 10 and waited to see the Hexenwolfen's response. To hell with you, Ben snarled. A silver-haired woman dropped her gun and ripped off her shirt, revealing a torso that was impressive in a number of senses, and another wolf hide belt. I'll tear your fucking throat out myself. Deborah, Denton said, his voice strained. Don't. Please. Go ahead, bitch, growled Harris. His big ears created a half moon of shadows of blackness on the sides of his head. Denton buys it, we all get promoted. Hell, the wizard will probably shoot you while he's at it. Ben whirled toward Harris, lifting her hands as though she were strangling him, fingers clenching like talons. Shut up, I said. Both of you. Put your guns down. Now. Harris sneered at me. You won't, Dresden. You don't have the guts. Roger, Denton said very quietly. You're an idiot. The man's in a corner. Now put down your gun. I blinked, surprised at the unexpected support. It made me instantly suspicious. That Marconi was out of sight did not mean he was out of mind either. Where was he? Crouched somewhere, aiming that rifle at me. I kept an eye out for bright red dots. That's right, I appended a Denton's statement. You are an idiot. Drop the gun. You too, Wilson, I added, glancing at the overweight agent. And you and Ben, take your belts off, too. Leave them on the ground. Do it, Denton confirmed, and I got a little more nervous.